Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is our final half hour this afternoon. Getting to know the enemy a little bit better is going to be an awful lot easier with our next guest as the 49ers get ready to take on the New England Patriots. We talked to one of the greatest New England Patriots of all time. He's a member of an all-decade team, played 8 years, I believe, for Bill Belichick, 11 years in the NFL, and I won't hold it against him that he went to Purdue, even though I'm a Hoosier. Never played. I'm just a sports talk guy. But it's good to I remember your 4 sacks in the bucket game. Damn you, Ninkovich.
Yeah, you got me drafted. Thank you.
Indiana gets a lot of guys drafted, but you know what? You stuck around on your own merit. Rob Ninkovich joining us here on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line, and it is a pleasure to have you on. I normally don't bring a guest on to the show by saying screw this guy and his alma mater, but you know, you went to Purdue. That's how it works.
That's all right. It's all good. I know the love hate there. It's all good. I know the hate.
Absolutely.
IU to Purdue. I get it.
Hey, we don't get to win very much in that one, so just give it to me when you can. It is good to have you on here today, and obviously, you know, we're fascinated by Bill Belichick. The man is the best at what he's done in a world where the competition is as thick and as rich and as competitive as any sport in the world. What was it like to play for him, and what about him still stays with you today?
Well, I mean, I could be here all night, but I think that number one, it's just consistency, and Bill is one of the most consistent guys that I've ever seen in the profession, or pretty much any profession. You know, he's in there early, he's there late, he's spending the night there a bunch of nights because he works that much. So to do that, you got to really have a love for the game and a passion, which he really does love the game. It's basically his life. So you got to respect the fact that he's put so much time into the game and the knowledge that he has, that he brings to the table, you know, is tremendous. And for me personally to be able to play underneath him for 8 years, it was, you know, pretty special. And I learned a lot of football, definitely learned a lot of football. And, you know, Bill joke all the time with the team, jokes around that, you know, I'll forget more football than you guys know. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably pretty true. So, you know, the guy's the GOAT and the greatest of all time for a reason. It's just his consistency. And that's what's really impressive about him from the first day that he's in the building to the end of the season. I mean, he's grinding.
Talking about the grinding, you probably never got the chance to see him grind when he has seemingly as few available weapons, at least on offense, as he's had right now. Does he enjoy that challenge more than coaches should? Or is just everything just a new puzzle every week and he likes to just sort of rebuild the tower differently every week and find that invigorating?
Well, I mean, I think that every year is a new year and it's a challenge that he has to take on. And when you're a head coach in the NFL, it's your responsibility to get the guys that are in your locker room that are on that 53 to the best of their abilities and get them ready to play football. So I think honestly, as a head coach, that's where the joy is to take a guy that pretty much maybe some other place like myself, you know, I was a few other places and I didn't really have an opportunity. Take a guy like that and give him a chance, coach him up, and then he has a long career. So I'm sure Bill looks back on a lot of the guys that he's had for a long time and, you know, takes great pride in that. So this year is probably a little bit different, but every year is different. And, you know, this year maybe it's more offense than other years, and more other years I can remember when our defense was struggling. So there's always something on a team that you have to deal with. And, you know, we're all dealing with something this year. It's a crazy year.
So you mentioned, I guess, Bill Belichick's pride in coaching guys up into long careers. And I think he is given credit often for careers that look a lot like yours, where, you know, you're a fifth-round draft pick, you have some injuries, you're not getting a lot of playing time in other places, and then you become a Patriot. All of a sudden, you're an impact starter on championship teams. How much credit do you think he deserves for that? And like, how much do you feel like he changed your career, and what about him allowed him to do so?
Well, I think Bill says it a lot, that the players deserve all the credit. They're the ones that are on the field, and they're making the plays, and they're winning the football games. We've seen the quotes of what Bill says: players win games, coaches lose them. So I think the Bill's ability to coach a guy up and give him all the knowledge that he needs to go on the field and perform. And at the end of the day, it's up to the player to go and perform. The player's making the tackles, they're making the sacks, the interception, catching the football. You know, Bill maximizes that potential by giving that player the best knowledge, to where when he gets on the field, he has confidence in his abilities. Because if you don't have confidence, this game is physical, but it's more mental. And if you don't have that mental confidence and that strength to go out there and perform at a high level, then you're not going to be at your best. And there's plenty of guys that have the physical skills to play at a really high level, but mentally they just can't do it. So I think Bill needs and deserves a lot of credit for getting guys in the mental state of mind to go out and be successful. And that's how teams are successful, when everybody's confident and everyone's playing well, and they're playing for the team, and they're playing for each other. That's when you have dynasties.
A two-time Super Bowl champion with the Patriots, Rob Ninkovich, joining us here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. We have been using the expression "play left-handed." It gets attached to Bill Belichick all the time, that he makes teams come out, and he takes away their strength automatically. That, to me, would be George Kittle and any kind of underneath passing game. As Bill Belichick is looking to stifle the 49ers offense, how would he go about taking away the best tight end in football?
Well, I mean, first of all, you can't just let your best player be on the line of scrimmage and get off the ball without having somebody in his face. You know, so I would anticipate a jam or somebody to be in Kittle's face, to where he just can't run down the field with nobody around him. I think that's one thing. I'll scream at the television every time I see a big-time player or Kittle just on the line of scrimmage, run free down the center of the field with nobody harassing him and just catches the football. I mean, obviously, that's the go-to guy. So it's still with me now, like, go get the go-to guy. So I would anticipate Kittle just having two guys on him, or having their best cover guy with help and somebody jamming him at the line of scrimmage to make it a long day for him.
How good were you as a player at guessing on Monday or Tuesday what you thought Belichick would do on the following Sunday? Or was every week a constant surprise?
I think every week is, in the NFL especially, it's like hitting the reset button. So, you know, I really didn't worry about how Bill was going to be. I worried about I watched the tape. I evaluate what I was doing that I needed to improve on. And I knew that Bill was going to put the team in the best position and give us the best knowledge to try and win and come with a game plan that was going to help the team. So I really didn't worry about, you know, cause sometimes you might not perform well and it's going to be a long week and you know that's going to happen. So I would anticipate, you know, this week the Patriots have had some extra time and extra motivation to go out and play better than they did last week. They didn't look particularly well against the Broncos. And this is a really big game for the Pats. For them to let this game go, I can't remember when the Pats have been 2-4. So, this is one of the most important games that I can think of in a long time for the Pats.
You shared a locker room, if my math is right, with Jimmy Garoppolo for 3 seasons. What did you think
Jimmy
of him?
Jimmy G. I really like Jimmy. He's a great kid. He's a Chi-Town kid, so I'm from the Midwest. We're from the Midwest.
All right.
I got a lot of respect for him. I think he's a really good football player. I think he gets unfairly criticized because, obviously, he's the guy now, and that's what people do is they're going to criticize no matter what. But, I think he had a great game last week. He bounced back well. Dealing with an ankle injury is never easy. And I always root for Jimmy. I hope that he does really well.
Rob Ninkovich here on 95.7 The Game. So I don't know how often you have ever had an interview get turned to a producer, but that's what we're going to do right now. Our board op, our engineer, Nash, is a huge New England Patriots fan. And when he heard that you were going to be part of today's show, I think he ordered a Ninkovich jersey online. He was very, very excited. Will you please indulge him with a question? No, you don't have to ask him a question. He's going to ask you a question.
I'm going to ask you a question, Rob.
Yeah, he's
okay.
Going to ask you a question.
You should have seen what it was going to be.
I would love to hear what you were going to ask me, though. It would have been great. Maybe we'll get that after. But, Rob, first and foremost, obviously I was heartbroken when you retired after that Super Bowl win in Atlanta a couple years ago, because really you embody what it meant to be a Patriot. Essentially, you were the defense of Tom Brady, if you will, and you played around a ton of guys that also embody what it meant to be a Patriot. I mean, Vince Wilfork, Gerard Mayo, Dante Hightower, Aqib Talib, all these guys, to name a few. When you look back at your career, not naming yourself in this question, who embodied what it meant to be a New England Patriot in your eyes? Like, who around that you played with embodied what it meant to be a defender for the New England Patriots?
I think that you said a few of the names, but Hightower, I got a lot of respect for Hightower. He's a tremendous player, does everything right on and off the field. I think Devin McCourty is another, true Patriot who's done tremendous things in the organization. We know Teddy Bruschi, obviously, the things that he's been able to do. Mike Vrabel, a guy that when I came into New England, I kind of had the baton passed to me on, hey, you're a white guy wearing number 50, you better be good. So I had to go out there and fill some pretty big shoes, and I think I did okay, after having a guy that was that good play for a long time for the Pats. So there's always that torch that has to be passed. So hopefully Winovich, can take over the 50. He's got longer hair than me. He's got better hair than me.
I don't know if it's better. It is longer.
Right.
I don't know if it's better, but yeah, you're right. I agree with you on that.
What question, Rob, were you going to be nice enough to pretend to ask Nash? You were about to try to ask our producer a question. God bless you, man. That's a nice Midwestern boy right there.
I was going to ask him if does he think that the 49ers have a chance to go across the country and beat the Pats at home.
Oh, come on, Rob. You know the answer here. Bill Belichick always bounces back. You should know that more than anybody. You're one of the few guys he probably actually loves.
Well, I know you're working in San Fran, so you better, where's your car at? Make sure it's not egged or anything.
Well, yeah, listen, he works, Rob, in radio. He doesn't have a car.
Everyone wants to talk about the Garoppolo trade, the wrong move back then. Tommy got us another one. That's all that matters. You were a part of it. It all worked out. So you know what? It's we're going to hate Jimmy till we die. It's always TB12 till we die.
This is we're going to regret opening Nash's
microphone. Okay, so I got another question for you. Do you have a TB12 Tampa jersey?
No, a lot of people asked me if I was going to now become a Tampa Bay fan. I said, I was a Patriot fan. Tom Brady's my favorite athlete of all time, but I'm a Patriot first and foremost. You know how it goes. Once you're a Patriot once, you're a Patriot till you die.
All right. Well, hopefully they can bounce back.
How many Super Bowl rings does Nash have? That's my question.
honorary a few, right, Rob?
They're the ones that are like they're half the size and they're made of plastic, but they
that's right.
Yeah,
the free giveaway at the game.
It's a Dakota ring. let's wrap up with this because you talk about how hard it is to fly across the country and play the Patriots, and You know, we had earlier today on the show Alex Boone, long time. He was an Ohio State guy. He said that I think Purdue was only on his schedule once. And then we asked him, though, about what his memory was of you, of playing. And here's what Alex Boone, former Niner, had to say about a game in New England that he still thinks about.
I remember playing Rob in the league. Remember, we went there in December in 2011. Yeah. And it was like, you know, we were hearing all week, like, oh, they never lose in December at home. It's never happened. Well, we beat them in like 6 years. It was the greatest thing ever. It felt amazing. So you got to ask him about it just to piss him off.
So there you go.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it sucked. it was one of those. It was, sorry for saying the S word. I don't know if I can say that or not.
Oh, no, that one's good.
Okay. No, that particular week was a long week. So remember when I talked about you could on Monday, you know, if it's going to be a long week or not? Well, if you lose in December at home, especially, it's going to be a long week. Yeah, I definitely remember that game. It's not fun to lose at home, that's for sure.
Rob, thank you so much for not just coming on with us, but indulging us. My final question to you, since you brought up his name, when you were playing with Vrabel, did you ever think this guy's going to be a head coach one day?
I never played with Vrabel. He was gone. They traded him.
Oh, that's right. You got the number.
Yeah. He was gone when I came in. You know, I know of his, I guess, his aura. You know, you heard a lot of things about Vrabel, and I guess he was always really smart, sarcastic, and always knew what was the smartest guy on the field. So it doesn't really surprise me that he's doing well as a head coach when you have that much knowledge of the game. And you can lead men the way that he can. I think you can be a great head. Anybody can be a great head coach if they know how to lead a group of men the way that he does.
Rob Ninkovich, 2-time Super Bowl champ, 11 years in the league. We thank you so much for joining us. This was an unexpected pleasure. We had a great time with you. Thanks so much.
All right, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.